Hey, good morning. How are you? WRKJ318.
I'm good. How's your day going?
Well, it's going. It's a nice laid-back day. It's beautiful out here today. A little fresh rain. Nice fall colors. How about you?
Pretty much the exact same answer. Where are you at today?
I'm heading to Medford to Knife River to pick up some concrete release color.
Oh, right on. I've been trying to get a hold of you the last few days on the radio. I got to get your scanner back to you.
Yeah, I've been in and out of radio. It's had me pretty busy this last few weeks.
I was going to ask if there was a push to wrap a bunch of projects off before the weather kind of comes, but was that even it?
No, it's just new stuff. It's like I'll be out of nowhere, and all of a sudden I've been told to go someplace I never heard of.
Sounds like a good problem.
Yep, no complaints. Has he called you yet? Because I probably need to remind him.
Yeah, I think you need to remind him. But that's okay, I understand. But yeah, that would be cool. Get that project started.
Yeah, definitely. I'm probably gonna bump into him this afternoon. I'll see what I can do.
Sweet. That sounds good, man. Forgot what day. I had to talk to Brian and figure out what day he was talking about, but you feel like a road trip over to Klamath County?
Are you thinking sometime this weekend, or do you have an idea of the day? But I definitely want to go. I just don't know what the time frame is.
I'll talk to Brian either this weekend or next weekend, I think. On a Sunday, I think, was what it was thought out to be. This weekend, Saturday we're celebrating my mom's birthday, so I'm wrapped up. But on Sunday, if it's either this weekend or the following weekend, I can't remember which, he wants to go over there to deal with the Civil Air Patrol repeater in Klamath County up on Hammaker.
Yeah, I got a birthday this Saturday, too, so Jen's birthday, and Sunday's clear, but I was just over there last Sunday and rode Spence Mountain with some guys.
The only thing I'm worried about is that there's going to be a good chance of some snow up there, and I've never been to that mountain. I have no idea what we're looking at, so I'd love to talk to Brian more and kind of figure out what he's doing and what the plans are. And I know he's working really hard to try and get that repeater restored for the Civil Air Patrol. It's been out of service for a long, long time, and now that they're flying out of Medford again, it's important to get everything around here working.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, they got snow at the Crater Lake, and it seems like I saw some place where we're starting to get some mountaintop snow, so it doesn't matter either way. I don't know what that site's like, but probably better sooner than later.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Wait too long and it's going to write its own schedule. Yeah, we'll talk to Brian and kind of figure it out, but it'd be kind of fun to get a few people together and go make a road trip of it.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long to hop over there. It's nice. It's a nice little drive.
Yeah, it's a great excuse to see some beautiful country.
Yeah, last weekend it was nice over there. Still warm, but the bugs are gone, which was super nice.
I forgot how much fun it is driving around the lake with all the bugs in the summer.
Yeah, well, we went to Spence Mountain. That's just past the Rocky Point cut off, I think. And there was none on the mountain. We did ride down along the lake a little bit. Didn't see any bugs there either. We were all commenting about how it was super nice not to be eaten alive.
Yeah, if you can avoid the mosquito barrage, that's a great thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. I always think I want to go over there and do something in the summer, and then I'm like, yeah, only if I've got a net.
You gauge how well your trip's going to be by the windshield when the car's passing you, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. You definitely don't ride a motorcycle over there unless you want to smell like dead fish.
Yeah, you don't wear a dirt bike helmet, that's for sure.
Well, tear off, maybe. You better have that baklava on over your mouth, though.
I used to use Plexus on my helmets when I rode my street bike when I had my Aprilia, and everybody would always ask me why I was so crazy. They're like, "It's not raining, dude. What are you doing?" I'm like, "Trust me, the bugs don't stick as bad."
Yeah, that's for sure. I know, like, when we used to ride down in Sacramento, we'd ride out through the rice paddies out through there, and that was an experience. I mean, you'd go to get gas, and it'd be oozing off of you. So many bugs. Bad.
Yeah, and if you were experienced, you didn't dare wipe them while you were riding, because then you were blind. So, yeah, you just kind of prepared it, and you'd hit them like clouds sometimes. It was always joyful.
Yeah, that's for sure. I remember when I was a kid, we went down to Florida, and before I even knew it, we were out in the yard doing something, and then they run mosquito trucks, you know, spray all the ditches, and everybody started running inside. I'm like, "What's going on?" And they're like, "They're spraying for bugs. You better get out of the way."
It's funny. I'm walking around my shop right now, and I just looked at the jet skis and brought back memories of being a kid at Camp Far West. And we went out jet skiing in the evening when all the bugs came out. And oh my gosh, dude, no helmets, no eye protection, trying to get back to the shore before it ate the things. So yeah, bugs are fun, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about those days. Yeah, well, them salmon fly patches when you're on jet skis, if you're skiing in the Rogue, it was gnarly.
Yeah, we grew up at the lake on the boat, and, you know, you just duck down behind the windshield, but you don't get that luxury on a jet ski.
Yeah, I went back to Oklahoma and stayed for a week, and, we went back to Missouri, I think, and drove out to Texas, and in those fast boats, you got to wear a Darth Vader mask to keep everything out of your face, because you're cruising it. Sea level there, and you don't have a windshield.
Yeah, that could be problematic. That makes for a bunch of little cartoons you see with, you know, guy with a bunch of flies in his teeth. Nasty. All right, man. Well, I hope you're having an amazing day, and we'll catch up a little later. I gotta do some things and get off the radio for a bit.
Sounds good. I'll get that scanner from you here soon. And let me know about the day. Good talking to you. WRKJ318.
Yep, absolutely. All right, man. Have a good one. WRCD 602.